members of Pomerium were conducted by Alexander Blatchley in the Magnificat on the second tone in five voices of English composer William Horwood. He died in 1484, but we do not know when he was born. We continue now with the work of Andreas Hammerschmidt.
Mein Herz, 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 mein Herz
You were just listening to a selection by the Bohemian-born Andreas Hammerschmidt, whose dates are from around 1611 until 1675. That was his Vom Himmelhoch from Heaven on High, dating from 1662, as performed by members of Wessel Renaissance, conducted by Manfred Cordes, a CPO compact disc. We will be listening to some music by the Swiss-born Johann Melchior Glettler in just a few minutes after this brief sonata pastorale in four parts of 17th-century Italian composer Francesco Flamengo. Members of La Fenice are featured in our performance. Music of 17th century Italian composer Francesco Flamengo, and you are listening to his Sonata Pastorale as performed by La Fenice. The time is 11:14, and we are going to proceed now to music of Johann Melchior Glettler, who lived from 1626 until 1683. He was born in Switzerland and was master of music in Augsburg Cathedral. We hear the Magnificat from the composer's Opus 6 collection, as performed by members of Musica Fiorita, conducted by Daniela Dolci. Once again, music of Johann Melchior Glettler.
Amen. Facit mi mana quipotens est, et sanctum nom, sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius
Fiorita was conducted by Daniela Dolci in the Magnificat from the Opus 6 collection of Johann Melchior Glettler, who lived from 1626 until
16:83. Suscepit Israel puerum suum. Recordatus misericordiae suae.
Sicut lictus asis,
der Spiegel der Dreifaltigkeit, erleuchtet die Welt Finsterheit. Heil, liebe Christenheit, mit Lobgesang seid ihr bereit, mit Fröhlichkeit und Ewigkeit, dem Kinderlein in Ewigkeit.
That was the Magnificat on the fifth tone of German composer and theorist Johannes Galliculus, who lived from around 1490 until around 1550. The Boston Camerata was conducted by Joel Cohen. The time is 11:27, and we are going to stay with German music, but move up from the 16th to the 17th century. Christoph Bernhard lived from 1627 until 1692 and was employed in Dresden after studying in Italy, where he had been a guest of composer Giacomo Carissimi. We hear now Christoph Bernhard's Christmas Cantata, as performed by soprano Helen Kwan, along with the Hamburg soloists, conducted by Emil Kleen. Music of German composer Christoph Bernhard.
Thank you.
That was a Christmas cantata of German composer Christoph Bernhard, as performed by soprano Helen Kwan, along with a Hamburg soloist conducted by Emil Kleene. And that was from an Arte Nova compact disc, music of German composer Christoph Bernhard. Any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. We are going to listen now to a selection by a medieval Czech composer who goes by the name simply as Domaslaus. This is titled Dulce Melos and will be performed by the Rose Ensemble of Minneapolis-St. Paul, Minnesota, conducted by Jordan Sramik. And this selection comes from a compact disc produced by the ensemble titled Slavic Holiday.
Dulce melos cum consentu, modulo in conventu, totius ecclesiae, venerebus uo tempo gratiae, vite conventu, patronum volemiae.
Mensa slavus matre natus.
That was the composition titled Dulce Melos. It was by the medieval Czech composer who goes simply by the name Domoslaus. You heard in our performance the Rose Ensemble of Minneapolis St. Paul, and Jordan Sramik was the conductor. We are going to go now to music of Italian composer Chiara Margherita Cozzolani, who lived from 1605 until around 1677. She was a Benedictine nun at Santa Radegonda in Milan and was a singer as well as a composer. She published a number of motets and psalm settings, and we will listen now to a pair of selections from her Vespers. We will hear Domine ad Adiuvendum and then the Magnificat, as performed by Capella Clausura, an ensemble from Massachusetts. Amelia LeClaire is the conductor. Music by one of the nuns of the Baroque, Chiara Margherita Cozzolani.